Welcome, welcome to Prayer Supernatural Prophetic House of Prayer tonight. I just want to welcome you guys on the call tonight, and I just pray that, oh Lord God, before we go into prayer, thank you, Father, that I'll just pray that the Holy Spirit will just come in and just minister to you at place of your needs. I just pray right now. Just get myself together and just pray that the Holy Spirit will come into this prayer room and just change the atmosphere for greatness in our lives, in our generation, in our neighborhood, in our friends, any persons, anyone, whoever we come in contact with, that we will be a voice for Jesus and our lives will be just so much like his, because that's all we want is to be like Jesus. The Word of God said we work out our own salvation. Don't worry about nobody else's, but work yours out with fear and with trembling. The Word of God declares that. So before we do anything, let's bow our heads, or if you even want to hold your head up, just let us come into a condition knowing that the Holy Spirit is here. And when we pray, that he hears us. So tonight I come, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every single name. And that name is Jesus Christ. Father, tonight I come and I bow before you. I ask you right now, Father God, if I have sinned, which we sin on a continual, every single day. So I'm not going to say if I have sinned. I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned and I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm asking you to have your son, Jesus Christ, wash me in the blood. That way I am saved. Every single person on the line should be saying this to themselves. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. That way I am saved. I give you, Lord Jesus, my life. I come before you this day and I ask you, Lord God, to cleanse me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. That way I can come boldly to the throne of grace and I can seek mercy in the time of needs. I can seek mercy in the time of needs. Heavenly Father, I thank you that your son Christ Jesus died for me that I may have life and I may have it more abundantly. Tonight I pray, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, that every single person hearing my voice tonight, that your spirit will flow through my voice. And whatever they need to hear, they will hear. And whatever, my God, they need to reject, they will reject it. Because you see, Father, at the end of the day, we do not want to hear from man. We want to hear from you, Holy Spirit, because the word declares, saying, according to John, it says, when Jesus leaves this earth, he is going to send back the Comforter, which is who? Which is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead us and he will guide us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So tonight I come and I bow before you and I say, precious, precious Holy Spirit, I welcome you tonight to minister through me and put myself behind the cross that you can come forth, Holy Spirit, and you can glorify yourself through me and through ever that you see fit to minister through. That nations may know that you are alive and you are not dead. And we do not serve a dead God. We serve a God that's alive and he is more than enough. And he knows all things. And he gives us all things. And he reveals all things if you want us to know it. So, revealer tonight, reveal yourself to every single person that need to know that you are alive and you're not dead. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, tonight. Guide our mouths, our lips, our eyes, our feet, our hands, even our head and our heart, that we may be able to hear and comprehend what the Spirit is saying to us, the church. Father, I bow now before you, and I declare, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, come now and saturate this place. Saturate this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, it's a night of the supernatural. Tonight is when we have prayer. Supernatural, prophetic house of prayer. That simply means sometimes we may be praying and the Holy Spirit may stop us right in our prayer right there and want to minister to individual or someone or whoever and the call at that time, because we are in a prophetic supernatural house of prayer, where this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit can speak to us at any given time. So this is not like church or prayer as usual. We are depending on the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Tonight, I want to talk to you before we go into prayer about confusion. Confusion. I was like, okay, confusion. Are you being confused? Are you going through some confusion tonight? Is there something confusing? And when I look up the word confusion, it got a lot of different words in it, a lot of different meanings to it. I said confusion, meaning that mean you're uncertain. It's an uncertain thing. It's unclear. It's a puzzle. You're a shock. You're in daze. What's going on in your life? What kind of confusion that's in your life? What are you unclear about in your life setting? Do you go to the Father and say, Father, I want you to reveal. I want you to reveal yourself to me. I want you to talk to me because I am going through something and I don't even know how to comprehend. I don't know how to execute. I don't know what to do. I really don't know how to even fend through what I'm going through. So what is confusion? You're in shock. Lord God, I'm in a daze. I'm in a daze. What is going on in my life? What is going on in my generation? What is going on with us? It's a devastation. You're in puzzle. You're in shock. Surprise. Because another one, wonder, you're in awe. Lord God Almighty, put your hand at your head. Lord God Almighty, I don't know what to do. I'm confused. And you start crying out to him. I need answers, Lord. I need answers. I need for you to show yourself. My finances is in a ruin. Look, this generation, my whole generation is a curse. It's a curse with incest. It's a curse of lying and stealing and cheating and deceit. And oh my God, Lord God, I need you. So then you have to talk to him. You got to have to start talking to him. You got to see yourself being delivered. You got to see yourself being set free. But no, I'm confused. I don't have the answers to this life situation. I don't know what I'm doing. My family is upside down. My whole life doesn't make any sense. Here I am, Lord. I love you so much. I give my life to you, but then I don't have the money to pay my rent. My mortgage is not paid. I don't have money for food. My children that I raise, they're not doing right. Lord God, what's going on? What is going on, Lord? I need answers. I am confused. I'm in a maze. I'm surprised. I thought when I give my life to you, Lord, I thought deep down that everything was going to be okay. But nothing seemed to be right. Nothing seems to go okay, Lord. I taught when you died on the cross for me that I was going to have life and every single thing in my life was going to change. But oh Lord, ever since I call on you as my Lord and my Savior, my whole house is in an uproar. Even the dog is going out wild. I need you, Lord. My job, I don't have a job anymore. I lost my job. I'm not a person knowing how to budget. I need to know how to budget. I don't have enough wisdom. I need wisdom. Lord God, my father and my mom, they treated me bad. My sisters or my brother, they hate me. Lord, I come to you. Where is my help? Lord, where are you? I'm calling on you and you're not listening. And you're not answering. I'm going through a desert. My life is like a wilderness. Where are you, Lord? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, Lord? Then he says, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There you go. I need you, Lord. I need to be under you, Lord. I need to know how to trust you, Lord. What about my secret place? I need for you to deliver me, Lord Jesus, from all the sneers of the enemy and the fowler and the pestilent. Lord God, tonight I come before you, Lord, and I just bow. And I know Koshid and my Cindy, if you know how to pray in the spirit, you pray in the spirit. And if you don't know how to pray in the spirit, you ask the Father to give you that gift. And if you don't have that gift, you pray even in English. And he is your good Father. And he is your daddy. He has created you out of clay. And he breathed in you life that you may have life. And have it more abundantly. So tonight we come before you, Father, and we bow now before you. And we say, precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you could even lift your hand. That's how you pray. You could even lift your hand. You could bow your head. You could go on your knee. You could stand. You could sit wherever you please. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. You say, gracious God, merciful God, mighty Father, everlasting King. And you know what? Last week, I called out some name. I said, Jehovah. And I'm opening up my book and I'm going back. And I said, Jehovah, you are my God Almighty. Jehovah, you my El Shaddai. I call on you. I need you. You are my eternal God. You are my rescuer. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You are the God, but I need you, Lord God. Jehovah, I plead with you tonight. I bow before you tonight. My heart cries out to you tonight. I have a bleeding heart. My heart is bleeding, God. I need you, Lord God. I come tonight that we may have a one-on-one together. I come tonight and I bow before you. I bow before you. I say, Spirit of the living God, you're the God that I need you. When I need my health to be restored, I do need you. I need you. When I need my peace, I need you, my shalom. When I need you at my lowest point in life, I can say that you are my shepherd and you're going to lead me. When I look to the heavens and the sky looks so gray and dull, I said, my Most High God, you're my Jehovah Shammah, and I love you. The word of God, the clearer to me and to you in the word of God. When you pray in the spirit and if there's no interpretation, I am actually building up myself. I see you and I also see me. Confusion. Everything is unclear. Confusion. Everything is a puzzle. Confusion. Oh, when I run to the rock, it will not touch me. They will be under my feet according to the word of God. I place every single destruction under my feet. I come against every lying demonic force of the enemy. I break it and I tear it down in the spirit, and I command it to drop to my foot, and I stepped over it. I said, healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. And I call for healing now in Jesus' mighty name. If you need any kind of healing tonight, you put your hand over your belly. If you have any kind of high blood pressure and you need it to come down to the right place, put your hand on your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to every single heart condition in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe you have eyesight which is dim and you haven't cataract in the eyes, I command every cataract to go in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have family problem tonight, I lay my hands upon family situation. Not all about. Last week we talked about sons, and I'm talking about sons again tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I come into the heavens right now. And I plead the blood over every son that want to misbehave with their mama and don't want to listen, even though they think, they say, oh, you know what? I'm 26. Oh, Lord, I'm 25. Hey, you could still talk to your mom. You could still communicate with your dad. You could still listen to somebody when they talk to you because you don't have all the answers. I release the angels of God. I release the angels of God to attack you and attract you wherever you are. Son, I speak to your spirit now, right now, wherever you are. And just like Peter, Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, I do. Well, Peter, if you love me so much, I want you to become fishers of men. So now Peter becomes a fisher of men. He go out there and he throw out his net. And what does Peter does? He pull in all those fishes. There were so many fishes in the net, the fish broke. We're going to throw our net out tonight, and we're going to draw in every unsaved loved ones tonight that need to be saved. We're going into the jungle, and we're going to pull them out, and we're going to drag them out, and we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over every single doorpost in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're going to march in the army. Randele Satorida. We're marching in the army tonight. And we're going to move strategically in the spirit realm tonight. And we say, Satan, you must obey under the sound of my voice. I command you now to take your hand off God's property. I command you now to flee in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. You must bow. You must bow. You have no authority. You have no place in that home. You have no authority in that place. Husbands who are not saved, wives who are not saved, I command the entire household to be saved. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the blood goes on every single doorpost tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, the death angel will not come in and take our sons and our daughters. Oh, no, glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I call for Jennifer. I call for Jane. I call for Jean. Whatever their name is, call them out. Call out your mama name, your papa name, your husband name, your sons and your daughter. I call out my husband, my children, every single soul. Balunga laba sendeleba. Anywhere they are, Lord God, attack them and attract them. Pull them in. Pull in my generation. You go ahead and you call them in. You see what's going on in America. You see what's going on in the world. Jesus is coming. Don't sit back and play dead. The enemy lost the war. Jesus gave you the keys to the kingdom. When you read Matthew 16, you got the keys to the kingdom. Kingdom reign. Kingdom reign. Kingdom powerful. Kingdom grace. Kingdom joy. Kingdom peace. Kingdom sanctification. Kingdom royalty. Kingdom joy. Kingdom peace, kingdom manifestation of wealth. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Kingdom, 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 kingdom. Larabo sata, thy kingdom come. Thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, mo se. In heaven, there is no lack. We bind the spirit of lack. We bind the spirit of confusion. We bind the spirit of confusion. We bind the spirit of weakness. We bind drug familiar. Oh, anything to do with drug. Lord Jesus, have mercy, God. We bind every nicotine, every alcoholic spirit. We bind it. Every overeating spirit, we bind it. Every cocaine and reefer, we bind it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against to say war on the enemy's war. War on the enemy's war. We go in war. Homosexuality bound in the name of Jesus. Hey, I don't hate those people. I don't hate nobody. I hate the sin, okay? I hate the sin. I hate the sin. I hate it. I hate it. But I don't hate the individual. We ain't called to hate people. We called to hate sin. Amen. And if anybody sin, they ask for forgiveness because we not God. And we over here talking about stuff. That person may end up being heaven and we end up in hell. I've seen some stuff. Okay. I have seen some stuff with me so-called body of Christ. Okay, going around trying to tear folks down when we ain't doing right. Lord God, I repent and I ask God to forgive me. If I'm going to go out and promote Jesus, I better live right. Because them demons, those demons know who you are and they know who I am. So you could sit over there and pray all you little church you want and act up like you're so big and palm and you this and you that. Oh, no. No. The same way you act in the house is the same way you're supposed to act in the street. If you act only on the in the house, you act only in the street. If you act like a ragamuffin in the house, act a ragamuffin on the street. Because it don't make no sense. Because God knows who you are. And he knows what you're doing. He knows about your foolishness. So don't be coming up in my face talking about you save and you sanctify. You so save and you sanctify. And ain't doing right. Nobody want to hear from you. Nobody want to do what you're doing. Nobody want to live like you. You can't lay. And the next thing, don't be going around laying and on folks. Because we are spirits. And we interact spirits. Take that one to the bank.
if you read it in Timothy, and I'm not going over there, read your Bible for yourself. You need to know the word of God for yourself. It tells you in Timothy, we are a spirit and we have a soul and we live in a body. And who else is a spirit? Jesus. He said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. We over here walking around telling all kind of lies. So I ain't no different from nobody else. We all have to repent. I repent every single day. Even before I come on the line, I ask God to wash me in the blood. Don't you know the doctors that are operating on you? Hey, I hear something. Some of them out there taking their drugs, and when they go into the operation room, they got to trust God and believe God that they don't do a wrong cut. We got to do the same thing, especially we ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we know that we're going to touch God's people and minister to God's people, it is totally up to you and I to sanctify ourselves before we go out there laying hands on God's people, because it's going to jump from you to them. We are a spirit. We are a spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, we must obey. Yes, we must obey. Yes, Lord, yes. So what are we talking about? Confusion in our home. And we all said, uncertainty, unclear, shock, dazed. But then you come to the part of temptation. What is tempting us tonight? You see, we have to get this straight because we have to be for the master's use. What are our temptations tonight? What is temptation? When somebody is tempting you, what they're doing, they're either putting something in your face and you should have the willpower to say, no, I'm not going to do that. That means you've been tempted. You remember what happened to Jesus when he was tempted of the enemy? We got to go back to those same scriptures.
Don't mind me because I'm praying to my daddy. I'm praying in the spirit. I'm building myself up. I'm hearing from my spirit. I'm hearing from the Father. I got to hear from the Father. And Jesus was led in the by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Are you being tempted? Tempted? Temptation? Are you being tempted? And when he fasted 40 days. Think about that. Fasted 40 days. He didn't say he was drinking water. He didn't say, but at the end of it, it tell you that he was thirsty. Let's finish. Let's look at this. And when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights and he hungered, that mean he didn't thirsty. That mean he was drinking water, right? Did he not drink some water? He didn't say he was thirsty. He said he was hungry. So if you was I know the scripture, you would know that I was wrong in that part, right? That's why you got to know the word for yourself. See, he said he was hungry. And when the temper comes, temptation comes. He said, that's a tempter saying it to him, the temptation, the person who come to tempt you. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Who is tempting you tonight? The word of God gives you power that when the tempter comes, when he comes to tempt you, you could say, get behind me, Satan. But how are you going to get there? How are you going to get to that? You're going to get to that by knowing the word of God. That when the tempter comes, you're going to say, man shall not live but bread alone. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, not out of your mouth, because you can't deal with the devil. So you know the word that brings life, which John 6:63 said, it is not only word, but their spirit, and they bring forth life. You need that. I need that every single day, because you know me. You guys know me. All my mouth, I need something like to keep me calm. Yes. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city. Look at that. And put him up onto the pinnacle of the temple, showing him all these things. Cast yourself down. That's tempting right there. Casting yourself down. Because it is written, he will give his angels charge over thee. You see that? You see that? When the temper come, you got to know the word of God to get yourself out of those temptation. For the power of life giveth spirit, and the power of mine, who is through Jesus Christ, have freed me from the vicious cycle of death, temptation. Temptation can bring death, because if you don't mind yourself, if you listen to the enemy and go do what the enemy does, you may end up dying. I remember when I first got saved in the early 80s, there was this one girl who had gotten saved and gave her life to Christ and turned back and went to a party. Don't you know the enemy comes in, the gunman comes in and starts shooting up the place? Who do you think got killed? The young lady? Temptation. Nobody not say she's not supposed to go to a party, but I'm just stating a fact. Okay? Romans 8, verse 2. Hallelujah, Lord God. I want you to touch. I want you to act in Romans. I want you to touch, Lord. I want you to separate, Lord. I want you to touch, and I want you to touch, and I want you to touch. I want you to touch. I want you to remove every stumbling block out of their ways. The law of the spirit of life, writes, have made me free from the law of sin and death. When the temper come, let's look at James 1. Lord have mercy, Father God, I talk to you, Father. And I said, you know, Father, I love you. I love you, Father. I really do love you. And I'm asking you, Father, tonight, just to talk to your children. Let them know that you're here for them. James 1, verses 12 to 15. Blessed is the man that endured temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. So in other words, if I am going through my temptation, and if I just stand with the word in my mouth and hold on to his promises, and knowing that he says everything that he created in Genesis 1, at the end, he said, it is very good. Knowing that he's not going to give me a serpent if I ask for bread. Knowing that he's going to give me everything good. I can declare James 1, 12. Let no man say when he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil. So what God is going to do, he's going to step back and let the enemy come in and tempt you, just like he did in Job. Oh, God Almighty, that when lust outconceive, it bringeth forth sin. So that means they kind of distinguish, they're kind of talking about the sin of lust, the spirit of lust, the lust of the eye, the lust of seeing, whatever you like. Like for me, you know, man, I love dumplings and rice and stuff. And I have to say, Lord God, you got to take away those dumplings. So what I have to do, you know, those Jamaican people that love to cook their dumplings and their bananas. I have to really, and my rice, I have to really step back and kind of just stay away from that. Just kind of just stay away from that. And just start saying, Lord God, I'm asking you tonight, Lord Jesus. And I'm asking you today, Lord God. I'm asking you tomorrow, whatever day it is, Lord, I am asking you to truly keep me in the palm of your hands. And I'm ministering to myself and I'm talking to myself and I'm trying not to cook that kind of food or be in that, you know, and I, some of my friends, when I go to them or my family member, they already know what I could eat. And Lord God, they will cook. And I'll be like, okay, all right. You didn't have none of that? Like this morning at my family. No. And I'm like, okay. Because I know that I'm not supposed to eat that. And it's the same thing with this temptation. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. Some of us have ants in our house. And I'm not talking about the insect ants. I'm talking about the demonic source. When it comes in your ant house, it comes in like an ant's nest. And it comes in and it confuses the whole atmosphere of the house. It brings torment in the house. You feel tormented. You feel tormented in your own house. You feel confusion in your own house. Everything in your house is like on, oh, Lord, you feel like it's upside down. And you feel like it's not right. It's not right. And because your spirit may know the things is not right, you start saying, like we talked before, what is going on? Why am I so confused? Lord, you got to help me. Take this away from me. You got to take this answer out of my house. I feel like ants is crawling in my bed. That does not necessarily mean an ant in your bed. It means your mind is just all over the place. And the enemy take your mind over. And once the enemy takes over your mind, it's trying to distort and it's trying to confuse you. So now you feel like you're going out of your mind. You're really not going out of your mind. What the enemy is trying to do is to bring a confusion, the spirit of confusion. That way you may even end up with a nervous breakdown. So you have to know the trick of the enemy. You got to know how to bind and to loose. You got to know how to pray. So that is why the Spirit of God will have me go this way by giving you, set it up and let you know about prayer, how to actually know how to pray and what to intercede for and how to take down these barriers and how to break them down in the spirit. You can't see life like her life was before yesterday. You can't see life like her life was before you come on the phone. You got to see everything in your life that's not supposed to go there in your life or not supposed to be there in your life. And you go in with the word of God and you take it out. Another thing, if you could find somebody with spiritual eyes, that have discernment, that know how to discern things, and know how to give you information from the Holy Spirit. That's another plus. I'm not telling you to go out there and find a psychic, because if somebody called me from the moment that I started seeing something is not right, you ain't talking to me. Because I have to be very, very careful with what the Father placed in my life. I am not a psychic. I am a prophet. The woman is called a prophetess. and I only hear from God. I only hear from him. If I don't hear from him, I don't have no information to give. The Holy Spirit have to speak through me to his individual. And if he says shut up, I have to shut up. Because if I don't shut my mouth, that simple means I'm lying. And I'm using my head to control people. And I cannot do that because I'm going to be dead. And I'm not ready to be dead. I want to live my life till I'm 120. I want to live my life that I give information to God's people. And I want to live my life like that. Nobody call, I'm not nobody psychic. Okay. I'm not Mrs. Cleo. No. I'm Ruth Elizabeth Carr. As a matter of fact, Ruth Elizabeth Darling Carr. That's who I am. My mama called me Ruth Elizabeth by the Holy Spirit. Okay. I will give you information if the Spirit of God said the information is supposed to give up. Other than that, you better get off my phone because I don't know you and you don't know me. That's how I roll. I'm uncut. I'm from the street. I'm from the hood. Okay? And if I'm from the hood, you can't take me and put me in the queen house because I don't know how to use knife and fork. I know how to use my fingers. So don't come talk to me because I am a finger tribe. I use my 10 fingers to eat my food if I want to because I'm just like that. I'm going to tell you like it is. So if you want to come and talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. But don't you come over here and talk no crap because it ain't going to be right because I'm uncut. God did not call me. I was not born in nobody's church. So I have no church etiquette. I don't know nothing about nobody in their pew. All I know is about the few, which is Jesus, who is the few. Because ain't nobody, not everybody going to want to be with Jesus. I'm going to tell you that. I see some stuff. And I'm telling you, these church folks, they are a bunch of hypocrites. And I ain't lying, and I don't want nobody calling me because I mean it. How God going to use us when we over there jumping the chandelier and jumping to the roof and talking trash and walking around like everybody else? It ain't going to work. It just ain't going to work. Them demons know me and they know you. It ain't, it's, all I know. Jesus, I know. As a matter of fact, Peter, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Oh, yeah. Who are you? And you gonna talk about, my name is Ruth. I'm gonna slap you upside your head. And by the time you turn around, I'm running around naked because the demons done tore off my clothes. Okay? You wanna see me walking around with my 200 pound self naked? Let the next CNN come pick me up and Fox News. Because, honey, I would be making me some hair, okay? Because I'm going to be up there, and I'm going to be going viral because I was being stupid going into the enemy's camp and knowing that I'm not ready for that, okay? So that's why every time I go before any single person and ministering them under the level that I was called to minister, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. And I clothe myself in Ephesians 6. Hello. Because no demons gonna come and run me out of town. Because I was born, appointed, and anointed for such a time as this. You could take that to the bank. And as a matter of fact, at this time, paper money ain't gonna work. So y'all better go look for Jesus because that's what we're going to need. We're going to need him because Bible is being fulfilled right in front of your eyes. And I have something else to tell you. All who don't believe that there is a God, you better go read your Bible. You better go read Matthew. I think it's 24. Go check it out for yourself. In the last days, looking like it, rumors of war. You see what's going on? You see what's going on? They're talking about, what you call it? Global warming. He ain't got nothing to do with global warming. Jesus is coming, fools. Global. is Jesus is coming on the horizon. He's saying, I am going to make the days them short because of the elect. That's why the days are so short. What time is it? 8:17 off of Sunday. 8:17 p.m. in my location. In your location, it might be 5 o'clock. I don't know. You better know where your location at, and you better know who you are in Christ. All I know, or even Peter, I know. Who are you? What are you called to do? Why did Jesus call you? Do you know what you were called to do? Do you know who you are in him? It's not about a paycheck. It's not about a paycheck. It's not about a big time offering. $1,000 for laying hands on somebody. $2,000 for sitting up in the front row. It's not about it. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. That is what we need. We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit of the living God. We need to say Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus and him crucified. We need to say yes, Lord Jesus. Yes to the King. Yes to the King. Yes to him. Yes to his blood. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour me out a blessing, Lord, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We better say yes. We better say yes, Jesus. When I go to the heavens, and when I see him, I see him right now. And my foot, Lord God, he has the fire of God on top of me right now. And I say, yes, God, yes, God, yes, I bow to your son. And I say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, back up and back off. Take your hand off this line. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. The enemy is trying to shut me down. But Jesus said, not so. Holy Ghost said, not so. Can you believe it? I don't even have my message. My messages have been shut down by, what's the name? T-Mobile. They said they believe that I'm a hacker. I'm sending out too many text messages. So last week I found out. Can you believe this? And they said they're not going to turn it back on until the 29th. But I'll tell you one thing though, the 29th of April. And ho, Miss Ruth. Because you're such a good customer. You've been with us for 11 years. What we're going to do for you is turn it back on the 29th. How much are you going to do? What are you going to do for me? With all my inconvenience, what are you going to do? With all the inconvenience, that inconvenience. Oh, hold on a minute. I'll be right back. That man went and come back and tell me he's going to give me $30. $30? I mean, that man here, click, click, because I didn't say bye. Ruth Elizabeth did not say bye. I hang up my phone because you know what? I think that is so rude. You're going to take my phone and going to think that I'm over here doing something wrong. And then you're going to give me $30? Are you on drugs or something? I don't stop smoking reefer a long time, honey. Ever since I gave my life to Jesus, reefer ain't got no part of me. And you trying to tell me that I'm so high in the Holy Ghost? And what do you think $30 is going to do for me? Don't you see how overweight I am? $30 can't buy me no chicken. What's wrong with $30? I'm trying to lose weight. He lucky I didn't even argue with him. I'm trying to, you know, get myself all prep and proper. Do you think $30 can help me? I don't eat everything. Oh, God. I wouldn't say I eat everything in the bush because as I say, I eat everything. I started seeing some exotic insects, and I don't eat all kind of insects, okay? My food is my Jamaican food, my ackee and my sausage and my dumpling and my banana. And a tin of ackee is about $15. What do you think I'm going to do with $30? Sour fish is about $15. What you... Look, y'all better pray for me because I'm going to try to find me something better than T-Mobile. And I hope they listen to my recording. Because I told that man I was going to go to CNN, but I can't really go to CNN. I'm going to leave it just like it is because I started laughing.
whenever you're doing something right for God. You hear me, baby, over there? Lady J, daughter, whenever you're doing something right for God, you look at me, you look right in my eyes. I'm talking to you right now. The enemy is going to come in. And the enemy is going to try to sift you as wheat. Remember that one. But the Father God said, I tell you today, honey, he is going to raise up a standard in you that nobody can touch. When they come with their garbage, from the moment they come and look at you, don't be surprised if you see they start bawling and start running and screaming because they think they see a ghost, but it ain't a ghost. They see your angels that are encamped around about you. They are like your guard and they can't touch you. Some of the time when people on the phone come and they just put up their phone number, let me tell you something. They need to put up their faces and their eyes that the Father can let me look in their eyes and be able to tear out some of those demonic spirits. So all of those people that come for their iPhone and their G phone, sometimes they need to come in and start showing them their eyes because we are in a spiritual place. This is not the work of a man. You ain't coming to see a man. You coming to experience the blood, the holy blood of Jesus. You coming to experience the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Satan has no power and no authority. I'm binding up and I'm delivering you from the snatch of the enemy. Look in my eyes, honey. And I said, in the name of Jesus, back off. Back off, devil. Back off, back. Right to them going through that window. They're going through the window behind you right now. And you're going to see changes in your life. Changes. Spell out changes. You know the spell changes? C-H-A-N. G-E-S. Supplication. Supplication. Change means there's a change in your life. H means you could entertain heaven anytime you want. A is for your angels. And N is for the narrow part that you're going to walk in life. You know what we'll see. G is for the glory of the Lord that comes down to entertain. And E is for everlasting, everlasting. And S mean your sunrise and the sunshine. Yes. Supplication. I stand in awe of you, O God. I stand in awe of you, oh God. The Father said to tell you, girl. The Father said to tell you, girl. I'm talking to you, honey. You put your hand up and say, thank you, Jesus. Put your hand up and say, thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm talking to you now. Put your hand up and say, thank you, Lord. Put both hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. The curse of the generation is broken now. Now. In the name of Jesus. Saturation. Articulation. Yes. Put your hand up. You can walk around in your house and deliver. Say deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Glory to God. Glory to God. Your eyes, I'm telling you right now, remember, you come back on phone next week, Monday. Some of you need to unblock and let your eyes be seen. Because some of those spirits are rest in your eyes.
And when I make eye contact with you and my eyes and your eyes come together, it's driving out some spirits. And taking care of your spirit. Some of you, I'm right now in the back of your yard. Oh my God. I'm in the back of your yard. 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 Eroli, if that's what they'll pronounce your name, I'm in the back of your house. I'm entering in from the back of your house. And I say, this devil must go through the front door. All those spirit that you're bringing must leave now. They must leave now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Praise Almighty God. Shakonda la rabosa tere de da lo sanda. Ora mama la bocondo la basande tere de yanda. You believe in God for finances. 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 I believe in God. Natalia, put your hand up, Natalia. Put your hand up and trust God. Put your hand up and trust God. Trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him. Trust him, trust him. Trust and obey, trust and obey. There is no other way, girl. There is no other way but to trust in Jesus. Lo satin de kila batita. Wednesday is fasting. Inamatoto lebekinde. Hallelujah. 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 Changes, changes coming to some of your house tonight. Simone, changes. Changes coming to your children. Your schoolwork changes. Changes. Finances changes. Changes, changes. There's a lot of changes. Houses are releasing. People getting homes tonight. Believe in God for homes tonight. Receive it, receive it. I remember when I was online one night. I mean, if Kenneth could take out the archive and put it out, that lady had wanted $10,000. And just like that, a lady on the phone right there, the Spirit of God talking. As a matter of fact, God sent me to her house and I prayed. They were going to get a divorce. I prayed and talked to them. Woman end up being with a husband. Babies come. Babies come. I have daughters on the phone. Babies come. I'm telling you, this is the work of God. This is not the work of a man. Don't come looking to me at night. Come looking to Jesus. Come expecting from the Holy Spirit. Come expecting from him, because I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. Sandria, listen to me. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy. Don't, if that's how you pronounce your name, S-A-N-D-R-A, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. They're lying to you. It's not good. Don't listen. Take up your word. Take up your word. Let your word be your guide. Let your word be your guide. Let every evil eye come out of your out. I'll bind the spirit of it. Oh, God Almighty. I break and I bind that spirit. I break and I bind that spirit. I come against every, oh my God. Do I have to call that out? You know what I'm talking about. I'm not calling that out. I'm driving that out of your house. I'm driving that out of your generation. I'm driving it out of your family. I'm driving it out of your hands. I'm driving it out of your bedroom. I'm driving it out of your house. I'm driving out of your kitchen that you love. Oh, I'm driving it out Get out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Get out. 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 Oh, get out now. Get out now. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. My God. Think he bad and bold. He ain't bad and bold. He's not bad and bold. Once you get shown up and I see you, you got to go. You can't stay there. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. He's got to go. Got to go. You got to go. You got to go. You can't stay. You can't stay. You cannot stay. It's time for me to go. You cannot stay. You will not be able to stay. Once you've been shown, you have to go. You will not be able to stay. You go and you tell every single person, anybody that you guys know that needs deliverance, and knows I need healing, you tell them about this line. You give them out, you give them this, because we don't have everybody email. You could give them the email. Give them the email, you transfer it over to them and let them come. And let them come. Let them come and let them sit down and hear from the Spirit of God. Let them hear from the Spirit of God. Not from man, but from his Spirit. Tonight I just feel something right here in my forehead. That means I'm dealing with some kind of demonic. I'm dealing with demonic source. Okay? I'm dealing with demonic source and force. But I'm here to tell you that demons cannot touch me. When I drive them out, they try to act like they want to come on me. No, 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 no. They ain't going to work. You go back to the pit of hell where you come from. He's just not going to stay. Okay? So every headache is gone in the name of Jesus. I bind and I drive that out in Jesus' name. I command my head to be whole in Jesus' name. I command my forehead to be whole in Jesus' name. Everything that the enemy will want to bring, and it can't stay. You got to go in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cover me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. I'm saturated in the blood. I stand with my bloodline. All my generation is free. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, I thank you. Yes, there it goes. It's gone. Hey, la bo, se re, bare, mako, se be, shikindo, lo, bara. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I am set free and I'm delivered in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, I want to thank you guys. Well, before I go, let me tell you. Excuse me. Wednesday is prayer. And I think prayer will be on. Let me see what I have it on for Wednesday. I believe it's going to be on. I haven't written down some here, please. Yeah, I think it's on. Let me see. Last week we did rejection. And this week we're going to be on acceptance. I think it's going to be on, yeah. The 24th, week of, yeah. So next, I'm fasting. It's going to start at 6 o'clock and it's done there. It finished at 12. If you want to be in the fast at this time, you could text me. I cannot answer my texts, but I can receive so graciously. Isn't that nice? I can receive texts, but I cannot answer them. Admin will be able to send out the information via email. So if you want to be on that fast, once you send me your information, and if we do not have your email address, please attach it with your I'm in or yes, I want to be on fast. Put your email address on there. That way we could transfer it over to admin, and then you will get it. excuse me, sometime tomorrow evening, you'll get information. Amen. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. I pray that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will minister to you from the inside out. I pray the blessings of the Lord run after you, overshadow you. I see the light of the Lord. I see a breakthrough. When I was talking, I just see the light just flashes. I see breakthrough. There are going to be testimony. Next time when we have prayer, I'm going to write it down, that at least one or two persons give a testimony. So that's going to be next week. I think May 2nd, right? Now the first, is it May 2nd? I believe it is. All right, I believe it is. Let's see something. Let me see if it's May 2nd. I'm not sure. Let me see something. I'm just, no, it's May 1st. Really? Yeah, Monday is the 1st of May? Oh, excuse me. So that's May 1st. Monday. Praise God. Well, people pray for me because next week I'm on assignment. I have a meeting next week that I'm going to be involved in. The 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. But I'll be traveling from the 4th to the end, to the 8th. I'm going to be going to minister deliverance. Okay? So pray for me. Pray for my husband. Because he is coming. He's going to be taken. So pray for both of us as we go out to minister for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. God is good and God is great. Let us give him grace. Let us give him thanks for every single thing that he's doing for us here at the Holy Tabernacle. The Holy Tabernacle is not only me, but it's every single person that comes and hear the sound of God's voice. They are God's tabernacle. And he's looking for individual as his children that he could tabernacle with, that he could be able to move through them and that he'd be able to do exploits. Our Father God is a God that is more than enough. Our Father God is a God that's not of flesh, but he's of the spirit. So we must worship him in spirit and in truth. One of the things that you can able to see and know what's going on in the spirit is to talk to him. It's to spend time in his word. It's to get up every day and welcome him. And I say tonight, good night. And I say shalom, peace. God is good. God is great. Let us give him thanks every single day. Amen. Have a good night. Have a good night, everybody.